Sometimes musical performances leave people speechless. From a wheelchair in the nursing home's cafeteria, 62-year-old Betty listened to a Music for All Seasons musician playing songs from her youth, and she began to sing along. She hadn't uttered a sound in 3 years. In the pediatric ward of the local hospital, 3-year-old Kimberly and her friend Jamal learned some new ways to express their feelings. Margot, a Music for All Seasons musician, played her guitar while Kimberly and Jamal sang about how much they miss their families. Music for All Seasons is a nonprofit organization that since 1991 has been bringing the power and healing of live music to residents confined in facilities. To learn more, visit them on the web at musicforallseasons.org or call toll-free 1-866-524-MFAS. That's 1-866-524-6327. Music for All Seasons, professional performances for hope and healing. Hey there, my friends. You're tuned in to Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, playing whole bunches of jazz, standards, and classic pop, and mixing up the music in a way that, I hope is to your liking. And, I do hope that if you do like what you're hearing, you'll hang out with me on Facebook. Then take a moment to like Anything Goes Radio as well, or visit me on my personal page, which is Lise Avery. And, you can visit the AnythingGoesRadio.com website and sign up for my newsletter, and we can really be in touch. And then maybe I can let you know when we have other great interviews coming up. Meanwhile, right now, I promised you an interview with Jimmy Webb, and we're going to hear from the man himself in a moment. But first, I think it would behoove me to tell you that Jimmy Webb enjoyed more than 40 years of success in the music business already, and he's not done. He's the only artist to ever receive Grammy Awards for music, lyrics, and orchestration, and according to BMI, by the time I get to Phoenix, has been the third most performed song in the last 50 years. And other classics he's best known for include Up, Up and Away, Wichita Lineman, Galveston, and a whole lot more. And I asked Jimmy what it was like when he sat down to write a song. What is your songwriting process like? You don't collaborate with people very often.
I have done it. I don't think that I'm very good at it. The results, you know, aren't spectacular. I tend to work from titles or concepts and build a lot of verses, do a lot of construction on legal pads in longhand. For instance, I will sit down and write down every word that occurs to me in connection with this idea. I'll write down every word as just an exercise, and then I'll start building up verses, and I'll get one verse, and then maybe I'll start on the music, and I'll begin to try to start making it a song. It's a long give and take of lyric and music, and quite complicated, really, for me. Not easy.
But words mean a lot to you, right? Words are where you begin.
Well, they're at least half of the song. At least. Well, I'm not teasing you. I mean, I think, you know, that in a lot of pop music, the words are kind of tacked on at the end, you know. In the 50s, I mean, words started becoming laughably terrible.
You're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, and we're hearing my interview with the wonderful songwriter Jimmy Webb, and perhaps one of his best-known and difficult-to-understand songs is MacArthur Park. I have to ask you, because otherwise I will get letters and emails about MacArthur Park.
Yeah.
How did that song come about? And give us some insight into what you meant.
No.
Oh, please, Jimmy Webb.
There's no mystery there. I mean, there really isn't.
Okay, but moving on.
but to tell you how it came about, a wonderful producer, Bones Howe, came to me and said, could you combine classical and rock elements in a long piece that has movements? So it has different tempos and different, so it has a classical feel to it. And I said, you know I can. And he said, I'd like you to do it for the association because I'm producing a new album with them. And I went off and did this thing. And as it turned out, the association didn't do it. And it went into my locker of shame, which is where, you know, songwriters put songs that they never want to see again. And, you know, I went over to London and was playing songs for Richard Harris. And mainly what we were doing was we were drinking a lot and trying to seduce beautiful young girls. And we were, as a hobby, we were making this record because it was a good excuse to get together and have some good times. And when we got kind of low on material, and I had to go into the locker of shame, and I pulled out, you know, MacArthur Park, and I started playing it. And I'll never forget, I was in Richard's flat in Belgravia in London, and I'm playing, and Richard goes, "I'll have that," he says. "Ah, Jimmy Webb," he said. "Ah, Jimmy Webb, as Richard Harris would always call me. He never called me Jimmy, and he never called me Webb. But he always called me Jimmy Webb."
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and were pressed in love's hot fevered iron like a striped pair of pants. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no. I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. The birds like tender babies in your hands, and the old men playing checkers by the trees. This park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again. I will win the war. to the sky. And after all the loves of my life, oh, after all the loves of my life, I'll be thinking of you and wondering why.
Richard Harris with his 1968 smash hit of Jimmy Webb's MacArthur Park. And if you're thinking, like I was, that you've never known if the title of that song was MacArthur Park or MacArthur's Park, well, the reason is that the name of the song is actually MacArthur Park. But Richard Harris kept singing MacArthur's Park. And despite Jimmy Webb's best efforts in retakes, Richard Harris never did get it right. And if you remember, Donna Summer perpetuated the same mistake in her 1978 version. The song is actually about a breakup between Jimmy Webb and Linda Ronstadt's cousin, Susan Ronstadt. Jimmy and Susan spent a lot of good times in MacArthur Park, and when they broke up, I guess it felt to Jimmy like MacArthur Park was melting in the dark. Now, Dave Barry took a poll, and his readers chose MacArthur Park as the worst song ever recorded. Well, I'll let you be the judge of that. And just to let you know that in 1968, it reached number 2 on the pop charts. And if you're just joining us, well, first of all, welcome, and thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Lise Avery. The name of this mix of jazz, standards, classic pop, and interviews is Anything Goes, and today, and for the next program here on Anything Goes, we're continuing to feature my interview with renowned songwriter Jimmy Webb. In our next program, we'll hear from Jimmy about what his life is like nowadays. I'll tell you, he lives right here in the New York Metro on Long Island, and how he got sober. And I hope you can stick around today, too, because we've got more great stuff coming at you. And I hope you're enjoying our choices of music, because we're here to share some of our favorite music and other tidbits to entertain you and put some distance between you and whatever's on your mind. We thank this station for the opportunity to be on your radio dial, and we thank you for listening. And we've come up to a break right now, and on the other side, we'll be hearing something classic from Frank Sinatra and some stuff that will likely be new to you from some fellers who call themselves the Ghost Train Orchestra.